Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, let's get to some questions before we get into some underdog drafts. We're going to do an underdog draft today, a battle royale. Okay, battle royale, you basically, every single week on underdog, you can draft a team. It's a six-player team. One quarterback, one running back, two wide receivers, one flex, and one tight end. Where you just battle it out with a whole bunch of other people. It's a tournament. It's tournament style. So basically, as you put in your lineup, you'll be matching up against a whole bunch of people. Zach, what are the prizes looking like here? The prize, $200,000 in prizes, $5 yeah. entry to get in. You can put in multiple entries if you wanted to. Put in some entries for tomorrow's games.
I'm not mistaken. I think it's $225,000. You know,
this week apparently is $200,000 because I think the reason for that is because it's a smaller slate. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's $200,000 today for tomorrow's game for the week 16 main slate. So, take a look at that on Underdog. Use the code UnderhandPod to double your first deposit up to $100. Let's get into some questions, dog. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Andres Contreras is asking, what's up? Second flex, full PPR. By the way, if you're bored with your fantasy league, adding a second flex makes such a big difference to the amount of fun that you have. Like, remove a kicker, remove a defense, add the second flex. It's amazing. But anyway, so I need upside because my opponent has Derrick Henry against the Texans. Okay. Rashad White. Robinson. Who's Robinson again?
I can think of Allen Robinson. I can think of, but you're not gonna have to start Allen Robinson.
Why are we blanking here?
Yeah.
Can someone help us out in the comments?
DeMarcus Robinson?
I didn't get that much sleep last night. I think that's
said,
the problem.
Do you think maybe DeMarcus Robinson? I think that could be.
Probably. I'm guessing it's DeMarcus Robinson.
All right, we'll move forward with that unless we get clarity here. Yeah.
Robinson, Chris Moore, DeMarcus Robinson. Thanks, Andres. Yes. Brian Robinson, that's another one. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Our producer, Brian Robinson, thank you. He got some sleep last night, it seems like. but it is DeMarcus Robinson. So Rashad White, DeMarcus Robinson, Chris Moore, or Treylon Burks. Now, I'm not starting Treylon Burks because Ryan Tannehill's not there. That passing offense is going to be a big zero.
Yeah,
I think, right? I don't think Malik Willis is going to be able to get it done. Chris Moore would be my choice if Brandon Cooks does not play. It doesn't look like Nico Collins is going to play. If Brandon Cooks is out, he did get some full practices in, but he's still listed as questionable. So, and I don't know what's going on there. You know, it's one of those situations where DJ Duvernay could have been Wandale Robinson to sad face. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, no, I think I'll go Chris Moore if no Brandon Cooks. If Brandon Cooks does play, I will probably go with Rashad White.
I think he's the only upside play at this point. And it's funny, we're picking a guy that's on the Texans as the upside play this week. But with Rashad White, his upside has been capped big time. You know, we haven't seen him do his thing in a couple of weeks. Robinson, it doesn't look like Lamar Jackson's playing, right? I don't think he's going to play because he didn't get a practice yesterday. So I'm assuming that quarterback situation is going to be messed up for Baltimore. I'm not even thinking about DeMarcus Robinson and Treylon Burks, like you said, with Malik Willis a quarterback. This passing game is going to be non-existent. So yeah, I would go with Chris Moore here. Not because I love Chris Moore, but because I don't like any of the other guys.
I can understand going behind DeMarcus Robinson just because he's been getting the targets and the receptions, and he's like a high floor type of player. But I think White has a little bit more upside. So I think the floor is similar. But I think a little bit more upside for White in a pretty good matchup against the Cardinals. So yeah. I'll go Rashad on this one, if Brandon Cooks does in fact play. Anderson Rodriguez, appreciate the super chat, buddy. PPR, Taysom Hill Fant, Isaiah Likely, Okonkwo. Again, probably not going to Okonkwo because of that. I don't trust that passing offense with Malik Willis. I can't go Isaiah Likely because Mark Andrews is going to play. Between Noah Fant and Taysom Hill, you know, Taysom Hill, we have a hypothesis that Taysom Hill will be part of this game plan because of the weather conditions. But Noah Fant is likely to play. He didn't practice until yesterday. He got a limited practice in. He's scheduled to play against the Chiefs. No Tyler Lockett. I think I'm going Noah Fant.
Yeah. I'm leaning Noah Fant. If you want more security in terms of production, I think Taysom Hill is going to be just fine, you know. But I think Noah Fant in a good matchup against the Chiefs, you know, it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think he can steal a touchdown in this game. And that's really all you can ask for from a tight end. Taysom Hill, though, I think he has higher upside, but also a much lower floor because sometimes he's involved and then sometimes he's not. Where Noah Fant, he's been, you know, consistently involved in the offense. His production hasn't been fantastic, but neither has any tight ends this season. So I think you could get away with Fant. If you want to be safe, go with Fant. If you want the upside, go for Taysom Hill. Me personally, if I had to pick, I might actually go Taysom Hill just because I'm going to ride that hypothesis that we have because, you know, the weather's going to be bad. You have to figure he's going to be featured more ways than one in this game, especially the ground game where, you know, he's liable to take a – it's funny because he's liable to take a carry to the house anytime. We've seen that happen a couple of times. He vultures touchdowns from Alvin Kamara, much to their chagrin.
Tejas is asking, how come y'all like Watson this week? Tempted to start Juju. Looks like a shootout in that game. Question, Zach. What do you think has a higher chance of a shootout? Dolphins, Packers, or Chiefs, Seahawks?
This is really tough because these are the two highest totals, I think, in terms of over-under for points scored, you know, this week. If I had to pick, I think Packers, Dolphins would have a higher shot of being a shootout. I think both will be a shootout.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Dolphins, Packers as well.
Yeah, just because of the playmakers on offense for the Dolphins, you know, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, they're in Miami. I'm assuming it's going to be decent weather, where it's going to be a little bit cold, I think, in Kansas City. I don't think the wind is supposed to be that bad, but I think it's going to be a little bit cold. Not that the weather is such a huge factor, but I think that Christian Watson has a better chance, you know, dominating target share, scoring touchdowns, and maybe Juju. But I did make my bold prediction yesterday that Juju might have two touchdowns. So I'm not sure. I think I would start, if in a vacuum, I would start Watson. I think Juju has nice upside, though, in this matchup because of the game script that we're anticipating.
Tejas, are we forgetting what Christian Watson is capable of? Like, are we forgetting after one game of not scoring a touchdown? Like, are we forgetting what's up? This is a great matchup. Shootout potential, high over-under. Rodgers is going to have to throw the ball. You know, just one game sample size. Let's not forget about Watson here. We've seen what his upside was coming into last week. You know, since he was a full-time starter, he was the overall wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Since becoming, you know, since coming back and doing his, started doing his thing. So yeah, that's why. That's why we like Watson this week. And it's a good matchup. I think Juju's a great start.
Yeah.
I just think he doesn't have the type of upside that Watson has.
Right. When I first saw that question, I was like, we never said we like Deshaun Watson this week. I mean, look at the weather for that game. I was like, there's no way. Like, they'll be putting words in their mouth. Then I realized Christian Watson. Yeah, that's true. Because I was looking at it, I was like, Deshaun Watson, we specifically said, you know, you don't really want to start this week.
It's funny because, like, we couldn't even figure out what Robinsons there are in the league. Like, all we think about is, like, Wandale and Allen. And
please include Brian the first Robinson. Initial on your questions.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. Appreciate the question, Tejas. As always, you're here all the time. Love you, man. Nick Bentley's asking Daniel Jones or Brock Purdy this week. I think I'm going Daniel Jones here against Minnesota. You know, I think, you know, Brock Purdy has been a somebody who, you know, in his circumstances has done a really good job. But at the same time, like, I think Daniel Jones, you know, has a better matchup this week. I think he has some rushing ability, higher floor. Brock Purdy, you know, he'll be fine. You know, but he has to throw a couple touchdowns for him to get it done. So I lean Daniel Jones in this matchup against Minnesota.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at as far as, you know, making the decision here is going to be the matchup. Brock Purdy, you know, he's been efficient, but Washington's defense has come on a little bit in terms of defending, you know, quarterbacks in fantasy in terms of points scored. I think they're allowing the sixth least over the last 4 weeks, fantasy points to the quarterback. So I think maybe I would temper expectations for Brock Purdy this week. Daniel Jones, we know he has that rushing ability. That's going to give him a solid floor. And against a bad, bad Vikings defense, you know, in terms of allowing points to receivers, I know the receiving core isn't stacked, but it seems like pretty much anybody can get it done at this point against the Vikings. So I wouldn't be shying away from Daniel Jones. I'm not a huge fan of him as a player, but in terms of fantasy production this week, all signs seem to be pointing up. So I think you can be confident at the least having him in your lineup as a flex play, as a floor play this week.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, you know, it's funny, like he doesn't have like this amazing wide receiver core, but we've seen all of them do things at times, right? Like Hodgins, yeah. Like he has a really good matchup. He could do his thing. You know, you have Darius Slayton, right? Like he can have a good game. Richie James could have a good, like, so these guys, you never know who's going to get it done, but like right. He has guys that, you know, are there, and Saquon obviously coming out the backfield. So he'll be fine, and he has the rushing ability. So I'm not too worried. Solid high floor player. Michael Cessna is asking, Higgins, D-Hop, Pittman, start two, please. This is an interesting one because, you know, the answer would normally be Higgins and D-Hop pretty easily, yeah. Right? But, you know, with D-Hop, you know, with Trace McSorley there, does that affect you at all, right? Obviously, Pittman also has a quarterback change, so we might, you know, we don't necessarily know what to expect there either. Like, will all of the targets be funneled towards Pittman this week? Will they be distributed a little bit between, you know, Kaparis Campbell and Alec Pierce? Maybe. I think I'm still going D-Hop here. I'm just going to hit the talent button, right, and just go Higgins and D-Hop this week.
I think Higgins is obviously an easy one that you're going to pick. You're not choosing between Higgins and someone else. It's going to be between DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Pittman. I kind of want to lean Michael Pittman, but at the same time, I don't. You know, I think that it could be a high-scoring game between the Colts and the Chargers. I don't trust Trace McSorley at quarterback. Like I said, I don't see him throwing for more than 200 yards, so that's going to seriously cap DeAndre Hopkins' you know, value, unless he's catching 80 yards on 10 catches, you know, and then like 14 targets. I just don't see that type of game happening with McSorley quarterback. I think they're going to lean on James Conner. Pittman, with Nick Foles at quarterback, it'll be interesting to see. Do I want to roll the dice on that, especially if I'm in the championship? I'm not sure. Or in the semifinals, I'm not sure if I want to do that. I would say, yeah, Higgins and D-Hop. That's what I would do. I'm tempted to go with Pittman, though, but I don't think he has. Yeah. He's not secure, or he doesn't offer enough upside to make it worth the risk. Where DeAndre Hopkins, exactly. he'll be a secure start. He just might not have the upside he usually does.
That is that's my line of thinking as well. And also, you know, over the last 8 weeks, Tampa has given up the sixth most fantasy points to wide receivers on that left side, and the fifth most over the last 4 weeks on the left side. So, and that's where Hopkins runs his routes from. So it's a good matchup for D-Hop. So I lean in that direction as well. Fabian Rodriguez is asking, should I take Walker out of my lineup for Zach Moss? Only because Walker ankle and back prone to being an injury, and DJ Dallas is there too. No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm starting Kenneth Walker. He did not practice. Wait, did he get limited in yesterday? I don't think he did. I'm going to confirm that real quick. I don't think he got a limited practice in yesterday. Let's see.
Confirm. Yeah, as long as Walker's playing, I'm starting Moss.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered. It wouldn't matter to the matchup, I think, even if Moss had the best matchup and Walker had the worst matchup. I'd still start Walker, I think, because we don't know what we're going to get with Moss. He did get all those carries at the end of the game, but he didn't do a whole lot with him. He didn't look terribly efficient, and he doesn't have any type of really role in the passing game. Deion Jackson's going to have that locked down. So I don't think there's a whole lot of upside with Moss. He's more of just a, you know, solid fill-in play if you missed out on Jonathan Taylor. I think that Walker would be my pick here, and it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me too. I get it. Moss has a good, you know, it's possible that we see Deion Jackson,
yeah,
you know, taking a bunch of work. What if the Chargers go up in that game, right? With Walker, you don't really have to worry about that. He's going to be the guy. I get the concern over the injuries and stuff. Same thing happened last week, though, right? He came back, hardly practiced, played in the game, and he was great.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, he got a full practice in, quote unquote, but it was a, you know, on these short weeks, like, you know, you never know what to expect in terms of practice. He came in, he played a far majority of the snaps. I think it was like 74, 75% of snaps. That's what you want to see. Against the Chiefs, I think they're resting a lot of their guys, right? They're resting Kenneth Walker. They're resting Noah Fant. They were resting Marquise Goodwin, right? All these guys, like, hardly practiced this week. So, yeah. But they know that this is a big game against the Chiefs. So, I think they're just resting these guys, and he'll be just fine.
Yep.
DJ, hey, yo, DJ DuVernay says, Evan Ingram balled out for me last night. Played ETN 2. Only thing I could have wished for was for a tutty. I feel you, bro. I feel you. I felt the same way. He has Ingram one decision to make. Evan Ingram, dude.
Yeah.
He has been balling. Do you remember when we were talking about Evan Ingram early on, like before the offseason? And, like, you know, we're like, all right, well, Evan Ingram is one of those, like, late round guys that we could grab. And, you know, he could potentially lead, like what I was saying. And I'm going to find this quote. I will try to find it where, you know, I'm like, oh, Evan Ingram could lead the Jaguars when it's all said and done in targets this year. So I got to find that. I have no idea where he sits in target share. I'm assuming Christian Kirk is way far and ahead the target leader. Actually, like, Zay Jones could be there too. But
yeah. I think it's probably pretty even at the top.
I'll check that out. He's been killing it, man. He's been killing it. So, like, he's looking like a league winner right now. You know, Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing his thing. I know Rich in our league, who has Evan Ingram, picked him up several weeks ago after his big game. You know, he's texting us last night. He's like, dude, this is amazing. He was so happy that I didn't text him back. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. He listened to this podcast too. So what's up, Rich? Mm. I'm very jealous of you having Evan Ingram. DJ DuVernay needs one decision for a flex spot in full PPR. Hopkins with a third string running back, a quarterback, but probably the only good weather this weekend, that's true, or David Montgomery in bad weather. That's a good question. I'm leaving Montgomery here.
I think I'm going to go with Montgomery too. I think his workload is pretty much going to be secure. I think if anyone's going to be doing the scoring, it's going to be on the ground. Justin Fields included. You know, they're pretty shorthanded at pass catcher there. And we saw Dave Montgomery score twice last week. I think that another touchdown, you know, is in the cards this week. Even though Khalil Herbert, is he back? Or is he?
He's going to be back this week, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not too worried about him at this point. Maybe next week I'll be more worried about it, but I think Dave Montgomery's going to hold on to the workload at least for this week. Next week, you know, check back. We might see different things.
I'm, like, drinking my coffee, like, as you're talking, and I'm just curious if everyone is just hearing me slurp down my coffee.
No, I'm not hearing it. At least it's not coming through in my headset, but I'm just sitting here. Yeah, I'm giving my, you know, fantasy football.
Let me know.
You're just casually slurping.
Guys, let me know in the comments if you can hear me drink the coffee, because if not, I'll just mute every time I take a slurp. I don't want to be slurping all up in your ear and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going David Montgomery here as well. Like, I think, you know, he's pretty relatively involved in the passing game. Dude, he is, like, he's very efficient in the passing game. Like, he catches a ball that's like 12, 13 yards, like, automatic for David Montgomery this year. So, like, you know, he catches three balls, he has 50 yards receiving. Like, how does that happen? Every single time. You know, he's been balling. You know, I like David Montgomery this week. I think he can easily hit, you know, 80 scrimmage yards this week and hopefully a touchdown.
Yeah.
Thomas Kennedy is asking, I'm in a PPR league, also 1 point per carry. With Damian Pierce out, would you start Jamal Williams or Rashad White? This is a good one. PPR league, right, favors Rashad, but the 1 point per carry kind of favors Jamal. But Rashad is going to get some carries too.
Yeah.
And going to get some targets.
This one's really tough.
But then Rashad White has less of a chance to get a touchdown than Jamal Williams does.
But Jamal Williams could easily go like he did last week, 13 for 33 or something quiet like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's like 16 points in this scoring format. I might kind of lean Jamal here. Really, I think he's a sure thing. Because Rashad White could get 5 carries, have 8 targets, catch 5 passes. That's 10 points.
He won't even get eight targets, though.
Like, yeah, but that's what I mean.
What's more realistic for Rashad? Like, what's more realistic for Rashad projection? I would say,
but
maybe 8 carries, like 4 catches, maybe. That's like 12. Jamal Williams can get 12 carries this week, and, you know, he has a higher chance of getting a touchdown, right?
Yeah. That's what I think. I was kind of just driving my point home.
I think I lead Jamal too.
Yeah. I was just kind of driving my point home by saying, you know, with Rashad White, if he got 8 targets, he's not catching all of those, right? I mean, there's a chance, but there's a good chance that he's missing out on a couple of those. So that, you know, PPR value, it's there, but it's not going to be like carries. Carries are a sure thing with Jamal Williams. And if he gets 10, you know, you're fine. So I think we're good. Okay. I think I go with Jamal.
So DJ DuVernay is telling me that he did hear me slurp. He said, haha, I did hear a slurp, not going to lie. And then Chow Bezerra says, we cannot.
All right.
So conflicting reports. I will mute from here on out. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's draft time. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's draft time. Guys, take advantage of this, man. You guys are already doing fantasy. Okay. You guys already know what's up. Okay. So we're going to go into Underdog. We're going to do a draft. This is a 5-minute draft. This takes no time at all.
Yeah.
But it'll give you an idea of where we're standing on certain players, who we think has the most upside. So if you're on YouTube right now, you can see my screen. We're entering a $5 Battle Royale draft right now where we draft 6 players. We're entering the draft right now. You know, I did a draft the other day, and we're going to post that up, right? Today, a little later today. Basically, I went with a little bit of a stack with the Chiefs Seahawks game, yeah, right? And maybe this week we can do some sort of Miami Packers. Dolphins Packers is on Sunday, so we can't. Right. Never mind.
So we have to leave them out for this.
But you know, I went with guys like, so Geno was my quarterback, right? I had Marquise Goodwin in there. I also had, did I have Juju in there? I might have had Juju in there as well. I don't remember exactly who I had in there, but you know, I had a couple of those guys from that game. So this draft is starting now. We have the 4th spot here. There's only 6 people in this draft, and this is really easy to do. $5 entry, you have a chance to win $200,000 in prizes this week. After Saturday, you can have a lot of money sitting in your Underdog account. And by the way, if you throw your Underdog username in the chat here or into one of the comments on our Underdog posts, you will get a chance to win $100 a $100 credit on your Underdog account. Okay, right. So if you sign up, you have a chance. Just in general, like, If you put in your username into any of one of our posts, for Underdog posts, or here in the YouTube, you're going to get a chance to win $100 in your Underdog account. So we're doing a $100 giveaway every single week, okay? And also, if you use the code UPPERHAND, by the way, when you do make your first deposit on Underdog, making sure this isn't a start yet, no. If you use the code UPPERHAND POD, you will get a 100% match on your first deposit. So that first deposit will be doubled.
Right. All right, so it looks like it started. As a general rule, me, especially going into this draft and any of my own drafts, I would recommend this too. Just avoid the Browns and Saints game.
Yes.
Don't go picking anybody in that game. There is no upside in that game. So I'll just leave them kind of off the roster at this point.
Justin Jefferson was taken at number 1. Derrick Henry at number 2. Christian McCaffrey still on the board. He might not even be picked because they're going up against Washington. Travis Kelce at 3. I kind of feel like we have to go Travis Kelce here.
Yeah,
just get because that they're going up against. Get that done. They're going up against the Seahawks. It's an amazing matchup. It's a high scoring game. Just go Kelce. Make it simple, right? Mahomes went right after that, which makes sense. Followed by Josh Allen. Followed by Stephon Diggs. You guys see how fast this draft is going. Jamar Chase went after that. So now we have Saquon, Amon-Ra, DK Metcalf. We're on the board. Dalvin Cook, AJ Brown, CeeDee Lamb. These guys are on the board right now. Tony Pollard. Do any of these names stand out to you?
Not really. It's funny. None of them really do.
Who has the most upside to you this week? Does DK Metcalf have some upside for you this week to kind of target that game again?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. Yeah, we have 3 seconds left anyway. So we have 2 players now, again, from this Seahawks Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Right. Patrick Mahomes is already taken, right? I think. Yeah, he was already taken. So we can't even grab him if we wanted to. To kind of, you know, continue that stack, right? So Joe Burrow was taken right after us. Now, what is the strategy here? So who do we have now? So we have DK Metcalf and we have Travis Kelce, Saquon on the board, Dalvin Cook on the board, AJ Brown. See, AJ Brown, does he have the type of ceiling that he usually does, right? No. Well, he was already taken, so it doesn't matter. Kind of like CD.
I wonder if we can't get a CD Lamb Dak Prescott stack. No, we can't.
Because
he just came off the board. Okay,
should we just go in on Jerick McKinnon now?
I mean, that's going to be our third player from that same game, you think?
Yeah. Well, listen, if that game goes bananas, like, listen, this is a tournament style, right? You kind of have to go in. But a lot of people are going to go in on this game, you know? Mm-hmm. I think Pollard has a very high ceiling.
Yeah, I think so.
Right now, Jerick McKinnon is on the board. Pollard's on the board. Ramondre's on the board. I don't really want to go Ramondre this week.
No.
We could go Juju and just go crazy in that game. But we already have Kelsey. Higgins is there. Justin Fields.
I kind of like Justin's
little upside.
I kind of like Justin Fields as a quarterback, but do you think we need to take him this early? Or do we just take him because we have 7 seconds?
We should take him because we have 7 seconds.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I kind of like it. You know, right now we have no running backs. And, you know, maybe we should have took McKinnon here. Or, yeah, I think McKinnon probably would have been our best bet. But
in the running back department?
Okay, let's see. We have Jerick McKinnon, Ramondre Stevenson, J.K. Dobbins, Alvin Kamara, Nick Chubb, Miles Sanders, Kenneth Walker. McKinnon came back to us. I think we got to take him.
All right. Let's just go crazy on this Chiefs and Seahawks game.
Let's do it, man. We got Justin Fields, Jerick McKinnon, Metcalf, Travis Kelce. We're going crazy in this game. And listen, if this game blows up, this is how you win, you know, in DFS. Like, you got to target some of these games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now what do we need? We have a tight end. We need one more running back. I'm sorry. We need one more wide receiver.
A receiver and a flex. Yeah, and a flex. I think we need to look at receivers, I think, at this point, right?
T. Higgins, Terry McLaurin, Gabe Davis, Darius Slayton. I hate all these guys.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, Brandon. I mean, I think Higgins probably has – I think McLaurin has some upside. Right, he's probably not going to be super highly drafted.
Yeah.
I don't love any of these guys, honestly. Higgins was just taken. If McLaurin is taken, I quit. It's over. We lose. I think Marquise Goodwin is still there. You know, he's not going to be drafted in a whole lot of leagues, so he will stand out a little bit. But I would say McLaurin here, and if not McLaurin, I'll go Marquise. Or DJ Shark.
Is there anything better at running back? Look at any of these receivers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Can you pull up both of them? You know what I'm saying? Just right next to each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that. J.K. Dobbins, Kamara, Chubb. I'm cool with going Chubb, too.
I'm kind of okay with Chubb, too, because of the weather. It's not going to be a passing day.
Yeah, exactly. So he might have like 150 rushing yards and a touchdown in this one.
Yeah.
Let's go Chubb.
Okay, there you go. A little value. A little value right there, maybe.
I like that.
Who knows?
That was good value. So now I think all we have left is
a wide receiver. We need to take. Because now Chubb is in our flex. Yeah, Chubb is in the flex.
Chubb's in our flex.
So.
That's right. So we're on the board right now.
You can't go Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis, Darius Slayton, Amari Cooper, Brandon Ayuk, Marquise Goodwin, KJ Osborne.
I don't like any of them.
I guess we're going Goodwin here.
Yeah, okay, we'll just quadruple down.
Is it a good win? Or we don't have any Seahawks. Well, actually, we do. We have Metcalf,
DK.
Right?
Yeah. Can you go DJ Chark? I don't know.
Too late. I took Marquise Goodwin. It was 0 seconds left. I could have took DJ Chark, you know, but does he have enough upside in that Carolina game? Is Carolina going to make them throw the ball a whole lot? Like, that's my only concern.
That's true.
So, all right. So we went in on that Seahawks Chiefs. So we're done here. So we got that's how quick it was. Like, did it even take 5 minutes? I don't even think it did.
No.
Justin Fields as our quarterback, Jerick McKinnon and Nick Chubb as our running backs, DK Metcalf and Marquise Goodwin as our wide receivers, and Travis Kelce as our tight end. Awesome. Awesome. 84.2 projected. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. This is DFS is different. It might look bad. You know, don't pay attention to that projection. Every week you see the DFS lineup that wins. It has a player that wasn't ranked, you know, like top 10. You're never going to see a team that's like Josh Allen and Justin Jefferson and Travis Kelce like winning a DFS because they don't all just pop off every single week. Don't worry about that projection. Sometimes I look at it like, man, I'm projected low. And I end up scoring low sometimes. I don't think I've won anything yet, but we're working on it.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.